My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up here about our Leveling Up Founders community, which is a private invite-only network of people at the top of their game in business, content, and media. Past guests have included people such as Alex and Layla Hormozi, Chris Doe, Vanessa Lau, Cody Sanchez, and much, much more. You can go to live.levelingup.com to apply and learn more, and we'll see you over there. Today, we are going to talk about how we have been leveraging AI writers. So just to set the stage for this one, there are a lot of AI writers available. I think Neil actually has an AI writer in his tool now as well. But I personally like using tools like Jasper. And what they do is you can basically write like a command or a prompt and they will basically write content out for you. So for example, I can say, hey, write a Twitter thread on how to eat healthy food or something like that, right? The more context you give it, the better it is. And it just ultimately saves a lot of time at the end of the day. So Neil, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, mine's really short, but I'll tell you how I like using AI writers. So if you want to use them for writing blog posts, and that's the main thing, like I don't see them too effective for social posts and stuff like that. I had a lot of these tools like the Jaspers and stuff. You can pick the language type or the tone type. Tonality, like if you want it witty or smart or serious. But what I found is they work the best writing blog posts. You don't let them write the whole blog verse for you by just giving them a title and a description. Instead, you have them help you write the blog post piece by piece. So with most of the AI writers out there, like the Jaspers and the WriteSonics and the Copy.ai and the list goes on and on, you can typically have them write the introduction first and give them all the details you would want in an introduction, and then they write it. And if you don't like it, have them spit up a few different variations, then modify the one that's most closely to the one you like. Then when it gets into the body, you may have 6-7 points, such as like the 7 best locations for scuba diving. Let's say your article was on that. After they got the intro written, then when it comes down to the 7 places, and they help you determine the places, you would then want to work on the content piece for each of those cities or states or destinations or whatever it may be for scuba diving. And what you would want to do is do section by section, because if you have the AI writers do all of it at once, the quality just sucks. But if they do section by section, you'll notice the quality is much better. And then you won't have to adjust the content as much, and it works much, much better. The thing I like about Jasper is you can pick even the person's tone of voice. So I can put like Neil Patel, and it'll create articles that write kind of like me. It's not perfect, but it's pretty darn close.
Yep. So what I like about it, I actually use it every morning when I write for social. So for Twitter or LinkedIn, for example, I actually had a post a couple of weeks ago that was written purely by using a tool like Jasper. And that one got about 58,000 impressions. So not bad for a tweet. Keep in mind, I don't have a lot of followers. It's like 28,000 or so. So keep in mind, it's not like hundreds of thousands or millions, right? So I would say, to Neil's point, what I do in the very beginning is the more you structure it for the AI, the better it becomes, right? And when you write a command, you do it for sections. So what I would do is, one thing you can do is, you know, I'll say, okay, here's like 7 steps to growing your traffic using SEO in 2023 or something like that, right? And then I would write the 7 steps, and then I would put in like a space in the middle. And I would say for the first one, I'll say expand on point number 1, right? And I would just type that command in and it would compose. And more often than not, Jasper gets it right. Maybe I might write in the first sentence if it needs a little help, but more often than not, it can just get it on the first point alone, right? And it, you can say like write a conclusion at the end. So it's really helpful. It saves a lot of time on social. But not only that, when it comes to going back to Neil's blocking point, from a content upgrading standpoint, so if you look at your top 25 performing posts that are also high converting, think about maybe there's a couple of these that you can upgrade where you can add a paragraph somewhere, add 2 paragraphs, where you can make it more relevant. And maybe it's like, if there's some updates that have happened in the industry for that specific page, maybe go read something up and then maybe add 2 sentences and say expand on the 2 sentences, right? That's how you're going to be able to upgrade stuff and drive a lot more traffic for this content. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that. Plus, the good thing about these tools is they have built-in plagiarism checkers. I would just layer on another plagiarism checker just to make sure everything's okay. But they're generally, the content is unique. So
yeah. And look, you can use the AI tools however you want, test them out, figure out what's right for you. But that's how Eric and I use them. I would give our variations or versions a shot on how we're doing it and figure out what works best for your marketing and then adapt from there.
Yep. So that is it for today. Please go to levelingup.com/founders to apply for the Founders Mastermind. And if you're interested, hang out with Neil and I, and we'll catch you later. It's going to be sometime in Q1 and then end of Q3.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.